Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Monday Mindset. I'm Erin Hart. I'm a registered nurse health coach, and I empower women to get off of the dieting roller coaster and lose weight for the last time with a sugar and flour-free lifestyle. The purpose of this is not just to look cute in jeans, but to really help you to become the person that you want to be. And to help you to have the energy and confidence and strength to live the life that you want and do what you want to do with your short and precious life. So I've been a registered nurse for 15 years and I actually just started working in the hospital again. And I took like 9 months off. But it's just always so eye-opening to me at the hospital to just see how precious and short life is. Right now I'm just working in the NICU with babies, but before, when I used to work with adults on the trauma unit, and it just was such a life-changing experience for me because I would see people who had no idea that their lives were going to change that fast, who didn't know that that they were leaving for work that day and it would be their last day, or they didn't know that they were going to lose their leg, or, you know, and life is just so interesting and it just throws us so many curveballs. And why I'm here as a health coach is really just, I want to help you to live without regret, to have the energy and strength that you need to make the most of each and every day. I really believe that each of us has a purpose in this life, and that our lives are not, that we're not here by chance, but that God, He loves us and He loves you and He wants you to be happy. There are people that you need to touch and bless and serve, and being in a healthy body, it really does not just impact our physical health, it impacts our mental and emotional and spiritual health as well. So sticking with your meal plan, and what we teach here is eating a sugar and flour-free diet. It really can just help you to optimize your how you feel day to day. So I just want to give you guys some hope, because like, this journey is not always easy. And today I just wanted to talk about the topic of how more begets more. And a lot of times when you're starting this lifestyle, it can just feel overwhelming and scary, and you may lack the confidence that you can do it, right? I've definitely felt that way before. I started this back in 2020, and I remember having all of those feelings, but the hope and the beauty of this is that you don't have to be perfect to progress. It's all about progress over perfection, and sticking with your sugar and flour free lifestyle. You know, sometimes we don't feel like doing it, and it can feel really hard. Some days, remember what we talked about earlier this year, the Olympian mindset is that 1/3 of the time you have to expect it to feel really fun and easy and you're motivated and excited about it. 1/3 of the time you just feel okay. And then another 1/3 of the time it feels really hard and you don't feel like doing it. But it's what we do in those moments when it feels really hard that is going to define our results and our success with this lifestyle. And so more begets more is a principle that's really helped me in my journey to just remember the power of momentum. So we don't actually need motivation to stick to our meal plan. And for me, that was really freeing to understand that I didn't actually have to feel like it to just do it. Sometimes you just have to not think about it and just do it, because more begets more. And as the more you do something, the easier it becomes. And whether that's sticking to your new habits or the opposite of making exceptions and excuses and going off plan, you know, the more you follow that pathway the easier it becomes and you build momentum. And that's why when we pay the price of sticking to our meal plan, it can really become fun and easy and automatic for us to live this way. But when we choose to go off plan and regularly, it can then feel so hard, and it can lead to that downward spiral where you just feel out of control. So I want to invite you this week to remember more begets more. And I love this quote. It's a quote that I first read on an app. I think it's an Overeaters Anonymous app. It's called Food for Thought. And it just gives you like a little thought every day. I really like it. And I just remember reading this when I was in the weight loss phase. And I just have always kept this quote to help me. So it says this. It says, here, let me pull it up here. It says, every time I say no to the craving for just one small extra bite, I become stronger. Every time I give in, I weaken myself and make it harder to say no the next time. Abstinence from compulsive overeating is made up of many small decisions. We gradually acquire the knowledge of what we can handle and what we should avoid. This knowledge applies to the situations and attitudes as well as to food. As we work our program and make the right decisions, we gain strength. Since none of us is perfect, we do not need to become discouraged when we make mistakes. We're learning how to live, and our failures teach us more than our successes. Growth is slow, but if we keep coming back to the program, we will see results beyond our wildest expectations. And I just love that thought, that growth mindset, that it's okay to make mistakes, but it's all about just you keep coming back. And we don't have yesterday, we don't have tomorrow, we only have today. So let's win the day today. If you find yourself off track or not where you want to be with your relationship with your body and your food, you have the power to change that and to create the life and body that you want for yourself. So I want to just invite you to reset. Today is a new day. And if you're feeling strong and you know, you're feeling like you're doing great, let's maintain that momentum. It's like riding a bike up a hill. So you are getting stronger every day, but don't slow down, don't stop, because then it's a lot harder to get started again. But you can get started again and rebuild that momentum. So just remember, it's not about motivation, it's about momentum. And every choice that you make to stick to your plan, to do the habit that you committed to do, you are building momentum, you're building strength, and you're getting stronger every day. So I just want you to know that I believe in you. I know the struggle. I've been living this lifestyle for 3 years now, and I know the struggle. Even in maintenance, I struggle. This week, I felt the struggle. It's been like that 1/3 of the time hard for me this week. For some reason, I've had a lot of life changes happening. But I just want you to know that today is a new day. And we can leave the past behind us and just focus on right now. You have control over winning the day today. And that's all you need to do. And I commit to do that today as well. So hang in there, everybody. You got this. It is such a beautiful thing to live sugar and flour free. I am so grateful for the opportunity that I have to eat so much healthy, real food that nourishes my body. And I feel it when I go off plan. I never go off plan with sugar and flour. That's like a wall to me that I just don't pass through. But that sometimes with my quantities, I can find that emotional eating sneaking back in for me. And can be frustrating and discouraging, right? But I always just look at where I came from 3 years ago, that I've made so much progress since then. 2 years ago, 1 year ago, 3 months ago. I'm so much stronger every day because of that momentum that is building, and I'm not perfect, but it is such a great learning opportunity for me. This week, what I've learned from having some struggles with my food is just the effect that it has on me mentally and emotionally. You know, it's so interesting how our bodies and our spirits and our minds are so interconnected, that when we eat off plan or we eat food that's damaging to us, or we eat quantities of food that is unhealthy, you know, it just is really interesting to me how that affects us mentally and emotionally. But the opposite is so true as well, that when we start to eat, you know, if you're not feeling good mentally and emotionally, focusing on just changing your food and self-care, you know, getting enough sleep, getting exercise, how that has such an incredible effect on your mental and emotional health as well. So that's like one of the things I've learned this week from making a mistake. And I really am just so grateful for all the mistakes I've made in my journey. I've never had a straight line to success. But for me, learning from my mistakes has been the biggest gift and the best teaching opportunity, the best learning opportunity. I really do feel stronger because of the mistakes that I've made in my program, because it helps me to experience that myself, and then, you know, we just don't have to repeat it. So if we can take that time for self-reflection and really just focus on progress and not repeating our past mistakes, learning from them, we can really just build that momentum up again. And sometimes, you know, we do lose momentum, but you can just start building it back up again by starting to take action today. When you don't feel like it, you just do it and you start to take action, and then you start to feel better, and then you start to get that momentum back. So anyway, I just want you guys to know I love you and I believe in you. So hang in there. There is hope. And I really do believe so much that when we are in that one third of the time when it feels hard, and or when we just feel out of control and we've lost momentum and don't feel motivated, it is so powerful to reach out to your higher power and to ask for help and strength above your own. I just believe so much in the power that God has to strengthen us and help us to make our greatest weaknesses into our greatest strengths. And He can do that for you as well. So have a great day, everybody. I hope that you have a great day, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.